Peacemaker. This interview is being conducted by Holly Huff in Mrs. Horn's home located at 225 Tuxedo Drive, Thomasville, Georgia, on February 4, 1994. Georgia on February 4th, 1994. TG, can you tell me a little bit about your life during the Depression?
I'd be glad to.
Okay.
My sister and my parents lived in a comfortable frame house in Metcalf, Georgia. This is written about 1926.
Okay.
The other four children had married and moved away. Life was simple and uncomplicated for the most part. Papa was a rural mail carrier, a coveted job at the time, so we were more fortunate than some people who didn't have a government job and regular pay. We had no electricity, so we studied by an Aladdin lamp. I commuted with two others to Thomasville High School in the 10th and 11th grades. Metcalf was known for its bad clay roads in those days, and we had our share of problems. In high school, I studied English composition, literature, algebra, plain and solid geometry, French, history, and spelling, and so forth. When I was a senior, our class won first place in the state spelling contest. When school was out in the afternoon, our carpool went straight home. I had no communication with classmates since we had no telephones except at the store. Little opportunity to make friends. I graduated from high school in 1929 at the Eastside Auditorium. There were 40 graduates. In the fall, I attended Georgia State Women's College at Valdosta. We weren't allowed to go home until fall holidays, and then we had to stay at school for Thanksgiving holidays. We just came home once before Christmas. Of course, nobody had a car. Most of us rode the bus and were put off at our town. So exciting. I'll never forget what a thrill it was to come home. Dr. Powell and Miss Hopper were there at the time at college. Once we were having our Christmas celebration in the dining hall at Ashley, each person was marching in with a lighted candle and an apple when Miss Carpenter's jabot caught fire. That was quite a scare, and she was left scarred from the burn. I lived in Converse Hall for the 2 years I attended before getting a teacher's certificate and teaching for several years. Jobs were extremely hard to get, and I may not have gotten one, but my brother-in-law was principal of a school in Lawrence County and gave me an extra pull. I taught third grade there for 2 years, 32 and 33. In order to pass a grade, a child had to attend 7 months, but in 33, Georgia was broke and could not pay teachers, but 6 months. My salary was $60 per month. The teachers offered to donate the 7th month so children could pass. Parents sent in corn, chicken, eggs, potatoes, and so forth, which were sold and divided among the teachers. The money was divided among the teachers. I lived with my sister and paid $15 board, except for the last month when she didn't charge anything. Then I was not reelected for a third year because the chairman of the board had a daughter who had just finished 2 years of college and wanted my third grade, so she got it. Those days were real depression. Most all the boys wore overalls and came to school barefooted. Some brought their lunch in tin pails. One pale-faced boy had a chunk of black-eyed peas and a thick biscuit, white on one side, white in the middle and burned black on both sides. We had enough old textbooks, but no library books and no supplies. Years later, when I had gone back to college and taught in Thomasville, I could not believe all the supplies we had. In 1934, Thomas and I were married in the Presbyterian preacher's study in Thomasville. Mildred and Bill Watkins were the only guests. 4 weeks later, they were married, and we were their only guests. There weren't many church weddings in those days. We rented a house across the street from his parents and two doors down from my parents. His parents gave us a living room suit, and mine gave us a bedroom suit. That and a few other gifts made a good beginning. I had a new kerosene cook stove and a small wood stove in the kitchen. I loved that in the winter. Once I remember having a cook who I paid $1.25 a week. And I'm kind of ashamed to tell that, but what she really wanted was the food she got when she worked for me.
Oh.
Our house was near the railroad, and for several years, the same hobo knocked at my back door and asked for food on his way to Florida for the winter. I'd be afraid now, but I wasn't then. I probably didn't even have my door locked. Thomas worked with his father, farm and store, for $60 and fringe benefits. We usually ate with his parents every other Sunday. When the Baptists had their church days, the Methodist church had the other two Sundays. The preacher would usually eat with them too. My parents had just moved to Baxley, Georgia, where Papa was a mail carrier there. Janice was born in 1937 at Archibald Hospital. When she was about a year and a half old, we moved to Albany where we had a feed and seed store. Joe was born there in 1940. Our store was not doing too well, so we sold it and moved to Bainbridge, where he worked at a wholesale hardware for about a year. He was paid $100 a month. We paid $25 for a house and $25 for a car. $25 car payment. We had 50 for everything else. Hmm. Believe it or not, this was one of the happiest years we ever had. This takes us up to 1940.
Gigi, can you tell me when or where you were baptized?
I was baptized. I grew up Primitive Baptist and joined the First Missionary Baptist Church when I was grown. But I was baptized at Hart's Pond in Pago, Georgia.
Oh.
Along with my first cousin. We were the only two.
Great. What were your children, did they have any special games that they played, or did they enjoy going to school? Did you take them to school, or did they have to walk?
Well, I can tell you that I had to walk most of the time. The time that I told you about at Metcalf was mm-hmm. when I was going to high school, but all the time when I was growing up, mm-hmm. we'd have to walk at least a mile and a half, maybe two and a half. And I can remember once walking in when the ice was spewing up out of the ground. This was in the country, and that would have been a mile and a half. And as we walked along, the ice was maybe up as much as 2 or 3 inches mm-hmm. in little pieces. We'd crunch that. My own children, I think, at one time, I remember they rode the school bus, but some of the time I took them, and some of the time they walked.
When they were first born, did you work? Have you always taught school?
I never worked when they were at home. From the time that when my youngest child was in the first grade, I taught at Remerton, mm-hmm. at Valdosta. But he didn't know I taught, because we only taught till about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, first grade, and that's what I taught. So I got home before he did, before they did. Then when my youngest child was a senior in high school, I taught again for the first time. And so that didn't affect them as they were growing up.
You said you taught in Remington,
mm-hmm.
Right outside of Austin. Mm-hmm. What was the school like then? Do you remember what when you started teaching?
Well, it was just a small wood building, and it's been torn down now.
Were the schools all the grades in one classroom, or
No, I only had my grade in the classroom. Mrs. Smith was the principal. And I can't, we probably went up through the sixth grade, I imagine.
Oh, neat. I didn't know that. Where did you live? Did you live in Valdosta?
I lived on Churchill Drive. Do you know where that is?
It's near,
I've forgotten what they call it now, but it used to be Embry Junior College. It's part of Valdosta State now.
What did you do for entertainment when you were in college? I mean, you know, you couldn't come home to see your parents.
We had a lot more going at college than I imagine they do now. That they wanted us to be sure and get. That was part of our education. And that's why they wouldn't let us come home. We needed these finer things that they had for us. And that's what the occasion was when the lady caught fire.
Mm-hmm. Neat. That is neat. I don't know the history of the college. Was West Hall, I mean,
when I went as a girl,
mm-hmm.
there was only Ashley and Converse and what's the main building called now?
Nevins or West?
The administrative building, but I forgot what it was called. Anyway, the three buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And then years after that, Converse died. Converse was burned.
Well, I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. Was there a student union at the college?
No, I lived in Converse Hall, and down at the end there was a bedroom without any furniture where we could buy a soda water or an orange crush for a nickel at 4 o'clock every day. We really looked forward to getting together if we had a nickel. Sometimes my brother, who worked in Atlanta, would send me a dollar, and I'd pay, I would spend it just so that I could splurge on cold drinks.
Did you go to church on Sunday?
We didn't have a choice. We had to go to our own church, the same church every Sunday. We marched in double file. We were required to wear a hat and gloves and were inspected to be sure that we did. Usually people at church would give us a ride home.
What type of clothes did you wear?
We wore uniforms, and I really enjoyed doing it. I think I'd like to do it again. The school dresses were silk pongee. You know what color that would be? It's a kind of natural color. With a blue scarf. The winter Sunday dress was navy wool with pleats from shoulder to the hem in front. The summer Sunday dress was made the same way, but it was crepe, so that it would be cooler. It still had long sleeves, however. Our hats were small, navy felt, and the gloves were a natural color.
What were the gloves made of?
The gloves? Mm-hmm. Not leather. There was some kind of cotton, I guess. And sometimes somebody would lose a glove, and Miss Hopper inspected us so that another girl would lend them a glove and stick that hand in her pocket.
That's neat. Is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to say?
Well, I don't know how long this could go.
I really do appreciate you doing this with me, and I've enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you.